Johnny.
Donnie boy.
Summer edition of The Prospect. I have three things I want to cover. First, you know, when I originally wrote the first episode of The Prospect, I think part of my thinking was, in this bizarre world that we live in now, with cameras and social media, the ever-present, you know, cell phone, you name it, the hijinks that just go on. I could not believe when I was sitting here on the plains of South Dakota in my hotel room, I'm reading an article that includes Wemby and Britney Spears. And before you comment, I think what I said in the first episode is Wemby could arguably be the first sort of social media generated NBA prospect that would have to deal with all of the, for lack of a better word, outside stresses of this world. The kid gets drafted, he's in Las Vegas, and there's articles about Britney Spears and Wemby. Can you please fucking explain to me? How does Britney Spears and Wemby get in the same building, the same article? I mean, is he already at the casinos with his money? What is going on?
Well, let's see. There's a couple different updates I've gotten since the story broke. Let's start with this. Las Vegas during NBA Summer League is it's like the Mecca of NBA basketball and NBA basketball hangers-on. I, as you may know, used to run around with some players in my younger days and have been a part of the Vegas Summer League scene before. It's like an amusement park for NBA fans. So you have the young guys that are out there actually performing and playing in the Summer League. You have all the executives, and then you have all the stars that are bored that want to just be around this stuff. You know, Michael Rubin, who just had the big party in the Hamptons for 4th of July, is throwing a big party in Vegas this weekend with a bunch of famous rap stars performing. So it's a great way to get all the NBA people together in a city that literally is open 24 hours a day. Now, the Britney aspect of it is interesting. I can only assume that Britney's doing some sort of residency in Vegas. I know she was getting paid a boatload of money to perform in Vegas X times a month or whatever her contract states. And apparently, as Wemby was on his way to dinner one evening, he's being mobbed by a bunch of fans. And at some point, a young lady comes up behind him. And we have differing viewpoints, one from Brittany and one from Wemby, about what transpired. But Wemby said a woman came up behind him and grabbed him, at which point security got her off him, and he didn't even know who it was. He just kept walking and went to dinner. Britney Spears' version of this is that she tapped him on the shoulder, which I don't even know how Britney could reach Wemby's shoulder. And at that point, she was assaulted by San Antonio Spurs team security. So a police report was filed. She had a big, long social media post yesterday about how she has yet to receive an apology, blah, blah, blah. Well, this morning, apparently, Vegas PD decided no charges are being pressed because they have seen the surveillance video of the incident. And what apparently occurred is Britney did grab or touch him on the side or something, the shoulder, at which point Spurs security knocked Britney's hand off of Wemby, and Britney's hand hit her in her face. So Britney assaulted herself.
Let's just stop this story right here. All I'm going to say before we move on to my next topic is, I don't think the kid is off to a good start. How about that?
I don't like the fact that
he's already in surveillance video with the Las Vegas PD. We know where the Las Vegas PD and surveillance video track history is. yes. with a man by Orlando Anderson and Suge Knight in a stomp out. I just don't like the sign of this. This seems like an arbiter of bad things. Like, this seems like an omen almost.
Yes, like, I agree with you.
There's something, there's bad energy already around this young man. And I hope that's not the case, but I hope 6 months from now, we are not talking about the Wemby Britney Spears curse that, you know, some idiot blogger is going to come up with at some point. Anyway, so let's actually get to basketball now that we've, you know, now that we've covered that nonsense. And I thought maybe it was an AI generated, you know, fake news post story. Now, back to business. Wemby makes his summer league debut tonight at, I think, 8 p.m. I'm not sure.
8 p.m. your time, 6 p.m. my time, yeah.
And here's what I want to know. There's a few things I want to know, okay? What numbers does Wemby have to put up now that he's playing in the first summer league against NBA talent for it not to have these, you know, intellectual warriors of the NBA think pieces come out and say that he's already a bust? And two, how much will he actually play in the summer league game tonight? What are you thinking?
Well, as far as his numbers, I honestly don't think there's anything he can do outside of like a 40-20 game that is going to silence the Twitter, or I guess we should say the Threads posts that claim he's a bust. It does not matter what he does. It will still, somebody will still nitpick this game and say, and if he does have 40 and 20, they're going to say, oh, but it's just summer league competition. So he's in a no-win situation when it comes to summer league. I would expect, it's funny, summer league works differently for different players. Some guys show up, and within about three games, they are just so superior to the rest of the talent on the floor that the team it's called the too good for summer league gang. And if he comes out and blows the doors off of the opposition in his first weekend or three games in Vegas, the Spurs, I could see just shutting him down, saying, all right, we've seen enough out of you. Let's get to training camp. If he struggles in the least, I think Wemby will play the entire summer league. It really depends how he comes out of the gates. I'll give you an example. You know, the number two pick, Brandon Miller, has really, really struggled his first two games of summer league to the extent that everybody's already all over Michael Jordan for drafting the next Sam Bowie, I believe is what one person said. And so how much Wemby plays in summer league will depend greatly on A, what kind of shape he's in, and B, how he performs. If Wemby shows up ready to roll in summer league, I would guess Wemby plays summer league for less than a week, and then all of a sudden the Spurs just put him in bubble wrap so he doesn't get hurt to get him ready for training camp. But it really depends on Wemby.
And you brought something up. I just started watching or caught some summer league games last night. And I think summer league has gotten bigger in these past few years. I feel, you know, back in the day, you might be able to catch some summer league games. Now it's on ESPN. I mean, listen, I think Wemby's game is primetime ESPN, right?
Yep. National TV audience for Wemby's summer league debut.
Now, has Scoot Henderson made his summer league debut?
No, he has not. So I think this is really technically the opening weekend. There's the Vegas Summer League, which starts today, but then there have been other summer leagues. I believe one is in Utah and one is in Northern California that I'd say maybe half the NBA teams use, but the majority of the teams don't roll in summer league until Las Vegas. Like, I'll give you an example here, you know, down the street from the office, the Criminal Minded Media office, the Suns have been holding their rookie camp to get the team ready to go to Vegas and play. They didn't have the Suns in the Salt Lake City or the, what is the Northern California one? It's the California Classic. So the summer league games thus far have been either in Northern California or in Salt Lake City. The Vegas stuff really gets rolling today. Scoot has not played yet. I know he's getting ready to, and I can't wait to. I think Scoot's going to have an amazing summer league. I have really high expectations for Scoot.
And then, so what have been the numbers out of Brandon Miller in a sense that they're saying or have the case after two games to say he's struggling?
You know, his first game, I know at halftime he was 1-for-6 from the field with, I think, 5 or 6 turnovers. He ended, his line ended a little better. I think he had 13 or 14 points. His second game, he had 6 points and 8 fouls. So that's never a good sign when you're the number two pick and you have more fouls than points in a game. But again, Summer League needs to be taken with a grain of salt. And unfortunately, kind of the way Summer League works is unless you're a ball dominant guard, you are wholly dependent on other players around you getting you the ball, not hogging it, trying to showcase their own abilities. I'm not ready to jump off the Brandon Miller bandwagon. I always thought it was crazy that he would be taken over Scoot at number two. And I do think he's a good player, but there are some real concerns with Brandon Miller's game. He doesn't have that NBA level pop athletically. He's tall and lanky, but he's not that fast. He doesn't jump that high. I do have some concerns about Brandon Miller, and I don't mean to sound like all the other, you know, Twitterati that will take 30 minutes of a 19-year-old summer league game and make an overreaching judgment on him. But even before this, I don't know what the hell Charlotte was thinking, other than we don't want to piss off LaMelo Ball and take Scoot Henderson number two. I do think that pick is going to come back to haunt them, not necessarily because Brandon Miller is going to be a bust, but because I just think Scoot Henderson's going to be a star.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I have to be honest. I've seen some of the footage, you know, from the NBA G League of Scoot. And it's, I mean, he's the way he plays, his energy, you know, and not for nothing, he's playing in the G League, right? Yep. He wasn't playing at Arkansas like Brandon. I mean, Brandon, we know, had that little small issue there. I think that's a bad pick. We'll see. Let's see. Let's not gang up on him.
Right.
The next thing I got, which you know, don't know if you've heard, scrolling through Instagram last night trying to fall asleep, and I see this kid named Cooper Flagg, and I'm seeing these highlights, and I'm like, damn. And then I open on my email and this morning on the Bounce, you know, which I guess is Sham's, you know, column. They're basically calling Cooper Flagg the next Wemby, and I wanna read just a few things.
Okay,
you know, they're saying that Cooper is about to be the next big NBA phenom. It's like, I guess this weekend he was at this Peach Jam Nike eyeball extravaganza, and the kid almost put up a quadruple double. He had 38 points, 16 boards, 12 blocks, 6 assists in a win, and a game denying block at the end came from like 35 feet, LeBron style. Mm-hmm. 6'8" white kid at a Monteverde Academy. I can't remember the last time we had, for lack of a better word, almost like a Larry Bird,
right?
You know, type prospect. Yeah. So this should be interesting. I guess, you know, he's got another year, or he said he's a junior.
I think he's a junior.
16. I guess he's 16 and he's 6'8".
Yeah.
You know, when I watched him at 6'8", he reminded me actually of like a more smoother, powerful, aggressive Kevin Durant. He looked nice on the court. Not sure if you heard of him, or I'm breaking news here to the Greek. Am I breaking news here to you?
I have heard the name and I've heard of him. I have seen no highlights. You did break some news. I didn't know that he was white. I just assumed because, you know, when you're talking about this level of prospect, and no disrespect to us white guys, but normally when you're talking about when you're talking about a top of the charts prospect, the only time there's ever really a Caucasian one is if they're coming from overseas, whether it's someone like Luka, or, you know, it's very rare you see an American white kid kind of topping out prospects. So, yeah, it's I'm sure will become a huge story, as you know how the media is. This will be played up quite a bit, but I have not seen him play yet. I have heard of him, but the fact that he's a U.S.-born white kid will make this a really interesting story. I mean, I'm just going through my brain right now trying to think of United States-born white kids that are this level of prospect. I mean, I can't think of many. Maybe a Christian Laettner all those years ago. I'm trying to draw a comparison here, but I guarantee you, if he's 16 years old putting up those numbers and he's white, there's going to be a lot of buzz around this kid in the coming year or two.
Well, listen, I'm gonna watch this game. Maybe we'll pop, you know, back on in the next few days to discuss the Wemby Summer League debut. Hopefully, there are no more Britney Spears interactions here in Vegas. Hopefully, I'm not reading in TMZ any Wemby. You know, I tell you what, I get the sense from what I'm reading that he has become already the type of personality that if he is out in public, it's a, yes, it's almost, you know, like you're seeing a Jordan LeBron-esque type crowd that wants to, you know, get to him, talk to him. And that's tough, man, already. Hasn't played a game in the NBA, and he's got Britney Spears trying to get his attention in Vegas. I just don't like it. He's a teenager.
I agree with you. It's going to be obviously he's got the world in his hands if he does this right, but a teenage kid coming over from a foreign country who has got this type of notoriety and adulation at that age, man, if he doesn't have his head screwed on right, you know, that things could go very, very, very south. So hopefully Wemby's got the right people around him. I feel like he's in the perfect organization to bring him along in the proper way, but it's at the end of the day, it's up to him. So, yeah, I wish him the best, and I hope if he keeps his head on straight, we're looking at a truly generational player, and I hope that's the case. And no sliding into DMs, Wemby. Just ask Zion Williamson how that goes.
Well, as my friend Kevin Connolly would say, we're here in the dog days of summer. Not a lot going on, not a lot on TV, no sports. Maybe I'm watching Wimbledon and we got Summer League, but that's about it if you're not a baseball guy. So I'll see you next week.
Sounds good. We'll look back on Wemby's first week in the pros.